Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is Benefits of Trusting in God, Part 8, Connection. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. We'll continue this week on the benefits of putting our trust in God, and then by God's grace move to another aspect of trust next week. Also, we'll try to round up with this scripture from Jeremiah today. The scripture says that the man who fears the Lord is like a tree planted by the water, which has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Last week, we spoke about the fact that this tree does not fear when heat comes. Today, the scripture speaks about a year of drought. Let's see if we can draw a distinction. The heat the Bible refers to appears to be a sudden increase in temperature that probably does not last for too long. But here the scripture says, or rather, the scripture speaks about the year of drought, a prolonged period of abnormally low rainfall, a prolonged period of dryness and of scarcity that gives no signal as to when it will end. The Bible says that the man who fears the Lord will have no worries in such a time of uncertainty. Why? Connection. Imagine you worked in a company owned by your father. Suddenly, the company hits a bit of a rough time and begins to downsize. Would you make yourself sick with worry, wondering if your name was on the list of people who would lose their jobs? Wouldn't you be privy to the plans of the company? Wouldn't your connection with the chairman of the company give you some assurance? The benefit of putting your trust in God is the confidence you have as a result of knowing the connection you have with God. Even in periods of prolonged scarcity, uncertainty, pain, and unfavorable conditions, you know that you are a tree planted by the water. Your fruitfulness and your productivity are not dependent on external atmospheric conditions because you are connected to the source. My dear listeners, please notice that neither the heat nor the year of drought is spoken of conditionally. It does not say if heat comes or if the year of drought comes. It says when heat will come. The year of drought will come. These things are given. Fear and worry at these times are signs that you do not trust the Lord. Remember, to the man who puts his trust in the Lord, nothing happening around him will affect his ability to bear fruit. He will not fail to bear fruit irrespective of the conditions around. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.